Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
A good morning, good morning. Right back at it on the fan. All right. Let's get it. 888-808-1019. I'll say a couple more things. Obviously, we're talking about the Subway Series, and it's leaning heavy Yanks. And like I said, man, sharing with you my story, I could have been at the game tonight. I have full intentions on it. When I was on last night, two nights ago now, good morning, it's Wednesday. Get your tickets. Get your tickets before the prices. I mean, it was $100 to get in there tonight. Packed house. I had people hit me. Do not text me and say last minute, yo, bro, you got any tickets laying around? No, not for this. That's what I'm saying. This is the Subway Series. It's a premium series. Everybody's trying to go. I used to duck it. It brings me back to times where I'm like, nah, I'm sitting this one out. It's amateur hour. There's hella casuals in there. Everybody's showing up there. It's New York. It's the summertime. Don't hit me up last minute. Yo, you got any tickets laying around? Nah, I'm not. I'm laying around. I'm on the couch dreading what this lineup's going to look like. J.D. Davis making the last out. I don't want to watch another Omar Narvaez at bat. 888-808-1019. The day started off wrong because as soon as I woke up, they're talking about the Yankees are interested in bringing back Chad Green. I already was like, no to Jameson Taillon. They're trying to trade my boy Nestor at this point. It is what it is, yo. They have so many holes. They have so many things to fix. The Yankees are looking like the meme where they've got the like Ferrari next to the like trailer park. Like now you've got the Bugatti and the Ferrari. Judge is the Bugatti. Soto is the Ferrari next to like a trash ranch somewhere that's being held up by, it's a joke. It's a joke. So the day started off wrong with me saying I'm going back and forth with people like, no, this better be a smoke screen. I don't want Chad Green back. I don't care how his numbers are with Toronto. They're bums. I don't want Jameson Taillon back either. Why are we doubling back? No more second tours. Enough already. Bring some new blood in here. Some new ball players in here to shake the room. Shake up this clubhouse so guys aren't so comfortable going through the motions. Get me some guys that want to win the World Series for the New York Yankees. Get me some guys that want to put on pinstripes for the first time and have it mean something to them. That's the type of time I'm on. So this morning, I just had a bath. I'm like, this is trash, bro. This better be a smoke screen. I don't want to, no more second tours. Tommy Canely, Billy McKinney, Greg Allen. We want to bring back guys that didn't win here. Whatever. Whatever. Would I trade Gleyber Torres for Jeff McNeil? In a second. A millisecond. Send him. Of course. It is funny. Jeff McNeil, like, Mets fans were disrespecting Jeff McNeil during the game because he didn't score. Whatever. It didn't matter. He won you the game. My boy Loogie, Positive Tommy, he went back on his own shtick. He tweeted out, I'm all about positivity, as you know, but I've been consistent about Jeff McNeil. He's a dark cloud, a Debbie Downer, Mr. Negativity. He needs to go. Yeah, go yard and win you the damn game. Kind of crazy. Somebody, my guy Lee hit me today. Shout out to Lee if he's listening. And he's like, yo, have you gone soft on the Mets? You're taking it easy on the Mets. And I'm like, it's not that I'm taking it easy or going soft on the Mets. It's baseball. They've played better baseball. They have things and storylines that are cool now. And I don't understand the psychosis. I don't understand the Met fan that wants to get rid of their core guys like Alonso, like McNeil, while they're winning. For prospects down the road, I don't understand the Met fan that doesn't believe in this team. So Mets fans, call me up and tell me, how do you actually feel? Is this nothing to you? Because the Subway Series doesn't mean anything to the New York Yankees. I know it means something to Mets fans because I'm online. I'm like, damn, I'm Mets fans' favorite Yankees fan. I got to mute all my tweets. I use Twitter for information. I use Twitter to read articles, to follow journalists, to get breaking news. I can't go on Twitter without all these anonymous Mets fans like, nah, we own you, loser. Danny's out in Queens. What's up, Danny? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, what's going on, my man? Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, and listen up, New York, Boone is delusional for this lineup. I mean, listen, I'm trying to keep it real PG right now, because I feel like they're dropping F-bombs all over the place just so that I can just get it out there.
This is a children's program. They're kids staying up to listen.
Of course, I get it. You know, and I'm trying to keep it cool because, like I said, it's just mind-boggling. Listen, I'm a diehard Yankee fan. Been a Yankee fan since I was a kid. 42 years old right now. I just can't wrap my head around the fact that we are playing unbelievably terrible.
Hey, at least we had it when we were kids, Danny. At least we saw it. We saw the dynasty. We saw the core four, should be five with Bernie. We saw what George wanted the Yankees to be. We lived it. That's why we're like this now.
Yeah, and I tell you right now, I mean, the old man must be turning up his grave, if not already coming out of it. It just, something has to give. We have until July 30th to start making some serious moves. The lineup today was atrocious. I would have never gone out there this way. It's despicable. We got to start taking this thing seriously. Boone, the front office, Cashman, they need to start. Heads need to start rolling because this is unacceptable.
Ow. Thanks for the call, Danny. How? Let me just stop Danny for a second. How, Sway? How is that supposed to happen? At the end of last year, when they went 82-80, which is what this team is starting to resemble, there was supposed to be an audit. There was supposed to be a third party. You need that. You need a third party. You need somebody to come in and check your work and check you and take a look at what you're doing and say, this is why you're not succeeding. This is where you fall short. The thing about the Yankees is who's firing who? They're not firing anybody with 60 wins. They're not firing anybody being a game and a half out of first place. The thing about the Yankees, too, we see this every year. They always feel like they have time until they do not. To me, the math doesn't math. The math ain't mathing. These games, to me, matter in April, in May, in June, and July. And I don't like getting down to September and it's, oh, well, what's the magic number? Or not even what's the magic number, but like, oh, how many games back? Or what has, we got a scoreboard, watch the out-of-town score. For what? You mean to tell me you have Juan Soto here? You gave up all those players to get Juan Soto, who right now is having the best start of, like, any of his seasons, the generational Juan Soto, and Aaron Judge, who's having another MVP season? Shame, shame, shame. Sean's in Wayne, New Jersey on the Fan next. What's up, Sean?
Yeah, Keith, I've been listening a couple of years, man. You got to give me some time to go around the horn on this one because it's so bad. And I'm being very calm. I'm not going to start screaming like your other callers, but everybody's hitting this one. I mean, including you. The Boone is changing this lineup. It seems like every game it's changing. And it's not fair to the hitters because they're, you know, he's moving them up, he's moving them down. And then to your point, he puts J.D. Davis. I mean, J.D. Davis, I think he got one hit. You know, he's horrible. And why is Oswaldo Cabrera on the bench?
They don't love him.
I don't.
They never love him.
I don't. You don't like. Oh, I love Oswaldo.
I love. I'm saying they don't. I've been.
Oh, yeah. Why is he on
nonsense,
the bench,
bro?
Let's go around the horn. Ben Rice stays 100%. Now Gleyber, right? With all the mistakes, you hate and love Gleyber at the same time. You know. A month ago, we were complaining about Gleyber, right? We were focused on Gleyber.
I'm out on bro. I've been out on bro. I don't care if he hits a home run.
I'm out on Gleyber. Volpe's cold right now. DJ's got to go.
Volpe's figuring it out. Volpe's figuring it out in the second half, being lower in the lineup, and I blame them for saying, you're the leadoff.
What about?
I'm like, come on, yo.
DJ's got to go. DJ's got to go.
Yeah, but he's not going to go because he's got $15 million. For two more years, he's owed $30 million. They're going to keep trotting him out there. They're going to tell you he deserves to be there. The back of the baseball card, he's a former batting champ. We can keep going. We can keep talking.
So let's talk
Verdugo
about
Verdugo they traded for. Verdugo there, you know. Verdugo now.
Verdugo's fine. Verdugo's fine.
Verdugo's
not fine.
Verdugo has been trash. And I just look at his body language. I'm glad he got a hit today. It was like, woo, there it is. But they got to have this guy sack bunt. So we can get to Omar Narvaez?
Yeah, I agree with you. And then the Martian's coming back. I don't even know where they're going to put him.
Actually a positive because I was told the Martian wouldn't be ready until September, end of the year, September call.
I heard
Boone say, oh, you know, he's going to be playing in some games. I'm like, please send him immediately. Ed Stanton.
So let me ask you this. What do you do with Trevino coming back? He can't throw anybody off. Stealing on him like nobody's business.
I'm not thinking about Trevino. Like, shout out to Trevi, but, like, Trevi's not fixing none of these issues. Right now, Wells should be catching every day. He's 25 years old.
I agree.
Narvaez, like, why are we getting Q in the Subway Series?
I mean,
why
seriously.
Is this the spot? You had four games against the Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay, let's go to mid relievers and closer. Cardiac Clay has got to go. I mean, give me a break. All-Stars, come on, man. Come on.
He's going nowhere.
Who are we kidding here?
He'll be your closer for the rest of the year. We'll see if they get somebody at the deadline. But they do love Clay. They traded Hoy Park for him. So they're like, hey, look what we got for Hoy Park.
Canely, come on, man. I used to love Canely's grit.
No
but
more
now,
second.
Come on, man.
Hey, pause. You used to love Canely's what? I had to let you go. Oh. That was crazy. No more second tours, though. I used to hate watching Canely throw that changeup last year. And now, you know, this circle of trust in the bullpen, I don't know, bro. All they're going to tell you is Cody Poteet is coming back. Scott Efros is coming back. Ian Hamilton's coming back. Lou Trevino's coming back. They're going to tell you that they checked on some guys at the deadline and, you know, things didn't go their way. And, yeah, they were in on this guy. But, you know, hey, we're not trading Spencer Jones. You guys see Spencer Jones hitting the ball out of ballpark today? They're not trading Spencer Jones. With this lineup, I think you'd be nuts to trade Spencer Jones. A reported 108 miles an hour off the bat of Spencer Jones, the Yankees 2022 first rounder, has hit in all four of his games to start the second half for AA Somerset. Send him. You sent Ben Rice 50 at-bats at AA Somerset. Send him. They're not trading Spencer Jones, and I don't want them to. This lineup is trash can. And I don't like to call players trash can, but as a whole, this lineup is trash can. And I don't know why you guys think that Boone just is I guess because the manager writes the lineup. He's not doing this by himself. No way. No way. There's no way. There's no way, bro. Are you kidding? There's no way that Aaron Boone rolled out of bed today, heard the news about the Mets landing in New York at 5:15 a.m. and said, you know what? Today's the day to play Jahmy Jones, J.D. Davis, and Omar Narvaez. And you know what we're going to do with Jahmy Jones? We did DH him and bat him ninth so he would get the least at bats. We're going to put him at the top of the order. Oh, and J.D. Davis? That Mets magic didn't work in Queens. He barely plays. It'll get activated in this version of the Bronx style Subway Series. We're going to bat him clean up. Maybe he'll turn back the clock. Yeah, we'll put those guys sandwiching Soto and Judge, baby. No, they were trash tonight, and nobody was surprised. Like, they were terrible. And I'm not even mad at them. I'm mad at the people that put them in position. I'm mad at the folks that decided, this is fine. This is good. This will work. Ryan's in Stony Point on the Fan in New York. You got it, Ryan.
Good morning, man. How's it going?
It's going. Got another game later on. I can't care. I'm literally laughing. Like, how can I care when they show me that they don't care? That's not putting your best foot forward.
Man,
that's not putting your best lineup on the field.
I was at the game with my brother. I just got two quick things. The first one, the lineup. I was on the train. I had to read it three times to make sure I read it right.
Jones leading off.
I mean, come on. What are we doing?
Had to exit the app but come back to add bat. Like,
I looked on three different apps. I couldn't believe it. But you talked enough about that. Second, the Mets. Now, I'm a Yankee fan. My brother's a Mets fan. I was saying this to him in the car. The Mets might be the smartest team I've ever seen. Walking Judge, what, four times? Because you got J.D. Davis coming up next. I mean, come
on. It's a no-brainer.
He got cut by the A's. I mean, I'm sitting on the left field line.
The Mets know who J.D. Davis is?
Give me a helmet. Give me one of the popcorn helmets and let me hit. I'll put the ball in play.
Yeah, man, that curveball, it doesn't even matter. Watching his at-bats, I'm like, Quintana. It's just a joke. You have to laugh about it. Thanks for the call, Ryan. You literally have to laugh. If you're a Yankee fan, it's not worth getting upset. It's not worth throwing the remote. It's not worth punching anything, being mad at your wife, your kids, whatever. Like, if you're up right now and you're a Yankees fan listening to this show, you got to laugh. You got to laugh. And my take from 2 years ago holds true. As I see these Mets fans retweeting it and replying to it, run it up. I already muted the conversation. The more that you interact with me on Twitter, the more people around the country find out who I am. Thank you. I said I had a take 2 years ago that still holds. The Yankees do not care about the Subway Series, so why should I? They need these games. It's the second half now. They put together a bench lineup against a half-asleep Mets team that woke up enough to beat them at home by one. Shame. Shame. Shame on you if you thought, oh, they didn't sleep last night. We can sneak by them with this lineup. Shame on you if you thought, oh, we just came into the from the All-Star break. Oh, a four-game series with no Monday off day. These guys need rest. Let's rest Ben Rice. Let's rest Austin. Like, shame on you if you thought that these young guys, 25 years old, need rest. I wish I was 25 again. Shame on you if you just thought, they smoked us in Queens. So what if we lose tonight? With Luis Gil on the mound, who is looking for confidence. Luis Gil on the mound, who's a young guy battling. Luis Gil on the mound, who's fought through. He's got his slider working. He actually is like, this guy is a student of the game and working on his craft. And I feel like he deserved better. He deserved a better lineup. I guess we'll see it with Cole on the mound later tonight. And again, I tip my cap to the Mets. As much as I troll and make fun and laugh at Mets fans, and it, like, there's nothing a Yankee fan can say to a Mets fan. The Yankees played a day game. And Yankee fans, I told y'all, chill. It's one game. They worked the split. Chill. It's good to see them score 9 runs. Can they do it back-to-back days? No. I think I heard Tiki going through. Shout out to my guy Rick in Tampa. He called the afternoon drive, and he was talking about, he said they're going to get shut out. They didn't get shut out. I mean, might as well. Can't scratch more than 2 runs across. 3 is the magic number. Couldn't even get 3. That's like the 82-80 team last year. That's what it looked like. Sad, but Yeah, Rick in Tampa was talking about, we all know they scored 9 runs yesterday. They're not putting up runs today. Well, it was a different lineup today. The Yankees got to lead the league in different lineups. When they were going good early in the year, first team to 50 wins. Can you actually believe they were the first team to 50 wins and they just got to 60? Yikes. When they were going good, everybody was healthy. Continuity. Same lineup every day. And if you've heard me talk about it, I'm like, imagine if you went to work and you had a different desk every day. Imagine you went to work and you had a different set of tools every day. I don't know where you guys work. Imagine you're a driver. Whether you know, I used to drive Lyft, Uber, but I was driving my own car. It would have been challenging if every day I had to drive a different car. 888-808-1019. They're creatures of habit. They're baseball players. They're superstitious. They need things to be the same. And I know you can't do that with injuries, but you can find a balance. You can find a way. You can, I mean, that lineup, that I knew as soon as the lineup came out today, but I didn't want to be negative. I'm like, maybe it works. Maybe it works because the Mets are sleepy. No, the Mets, like, they got their second win in that game. Once it actually was nightfall, you could tell. They were in the game then. Beginning of the game, maybe it was quiet. I tip my cap to Pete Alonso, another one. As we're talking about Jeff McNeil, Pete Alonso's another guy that Mets fans consistently bash. Want traded for what? Some suspects? Some young suspects? You don't know what this Mets team can be this year. The Yankees were supposed to be, they're still the favorites to come out of the American League this year. And you want to get rid of your core guys? I don't understand it. Someone make me understand it. Lou is in Astoria. Lou, you're back on the Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm good. Hanging out.
It's funny. If you're gonna be up tomorrow, you're going to listen to what I try to call that Silent BT, which they will never take the call because they're too busy talking about family affairs and Scottsco. And they take only like about 4 calls in the entire 5 hours.
I don't know. I didn't hear it today. I don't want you to shout out to those guys coming back.
Yeah, I know, but I just wanted to tell Sal, Jeff McNeil has to stay with the Mets. Okay, you cannot get rid of the guy because the guy's right now is doing very well, and even today the first baseman Pete Alonso, without I don't know if you saw the play that he made and the pitcher dropped the ball.
Pete was hustling today. It meant something to Pete.
Exactly.
Pete's a New Yorker.
Exactly.
It meant something to Pete tonight.
Exactly. And again, I don't know if you remember Luis Severino, which we gave up on him, and he made a statement on what he says. I would love to pitch against the Yankees. And
not afraid of y'all. Nobody is.
Himself. No, but I'm saying there's only 2 hitters in the lineup in the whole team, which
right.
is right, okay? And those 2 guys, okay, today, okay, I mean, Mendoza outmanaged Boone by walking a judge, but then the 2 guys that are supposed to be MVP, they didn't do it. I mean, Soto and Judge. Judge was pitched to. Even Judge was pitched to. Okay, it's no excuse. Right now, I don't know what to tell you, man. You know, I know. I try to just make excuses, but my son. I don't know. I think we cooked. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, that's fine. That's all you have to tell me. Thanks for the call. Like, if any Yankee fan tells me, oh, this is still a... Okay. But just go off of what you see. Go off of the last month. It's been like 6-7 weeks. They don't win series. They don't play the type of baseball. Like, after the Luke Weaver inning, I'm like, come on. Use this momentum. Transfer this energy. They can't. They can't. You know why? Because there's guys batting in front of other guys that they're like, they're not watching their at-bats. They're not familiar with these guys. It's weird. It's weird energy. Juan Soto, like I jokingly said, Scott Boras sitting behind home plate neutralized him. 0-for-4 with a strikeout. Killing ants. Ground balls. I guess he, you know, spent all his energy on the Tampa Bay Rays. It is what it is, the generational Juan Soto. But he said after the game yesterday, it's going to take more than 2 guys to win the World Series. And we talk too much about where Juan Soto is going to land next year. And honestly, Juan Soto is playing against the Mets. He's 0-for-3. Why wouldn't he want to go to the winning side. That was my argument. Why would he want to go over there and be a loser with the Mets? Oh, how the tables have turned. Vincent is in Manalapan. What's up, Vincent? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. You just said my point. Earlier in the season, I called in about Juan Soto going to the Mets when the Mets were in the dumps and the Yankees were horrible. And you ripped me to shreds.
The Yankees were good. Soto wanted...
Yeah, of course they were. But you said why was Soto
the Yankees were horrible. But
Yeah, but...
Those takes expire. Those takes expire. They're correct in the moment, and then the team goes out there, and the Yankees just, they always find a way, it seems, to revert back to this. And then they make all of us look like fools. Well, all of us Yankee fans that believe in them.
Of course. Well, I'd like to know, this upcoming week, the trade deadline's coming up. For both New York teams, the Mets and the Yankees, what do you think is best for them both to do or go after?
The Yankees have a long list. But the Mets, it's obvious that they just need to get a couple more arms in the bullpen. And if they want to get cute, if they want to get crazy, then really go out there and check on everything. But, I mean, they have enough guys in this lineup that get it done. They pass the baton. It can be anybody. You know, you get Mark Vientos back today. Lindor's doing his thing. Obviously, McNeil, what a pleasant surprise. Now, Alonso, maybe this series gets Alonso going. That's what you need. They got Kodai Senga coming back. Christian Scott's on the IL. Doesn't matter. Here comes Kodai Senga this week. Quintana's been decent. Manaea's been decent. Severino's been decent. They've been better than decent. If they want to go get a frontline starter, maybe. But like when you look at this team, their bench is better than the Yankees. Cameron Maybin was like, is the Mets roster better than the Yankees? And I'm like, their lineup right now actually is. And that sounds crazy to say with two MVP candidates in the lineup for the Yankees. But the Yankees are rolling out bums.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do the Yankees need? Thanks for the call, Vincent. Now, folks feel like the Yankees need an outfielder. Verdugo looks cooked. I mean, I think he needs a reset, a break. I feel like he's not tracking the ball in the outfield the same. You know, even with that bunt, I don't think he did that on his own. The bunt, I think, was called for to move the runners over because it's like these guys, man, they can't manufacture runs. They can't just play baseball the like simple fundamental ways that teams play baseball. And then the lineup gets them. It doesn't make any damn sense. You're dragging a bunt and Jose Quintana's fielding it with his glove and just flipping it over. Run! Yo, like run hard. Maybe you beat that out. Instead of just feeling defeated, I had to bunt and it's a sacrifice bunt for me. And then he does get a hit. But like I said, later in that game, I forget who hit the double off the wall. Was it Pete? I'm like, yo, run. What did you think? That was a ground rule double? I don't know, man. I just think they're getting to me, bro. I used to have so much fun watching the Yankees play this year. The beginning of the year seems like a different age. It was such a blip on the radar. Watching these guys rally and fight and come back and never say die. And anybody being a hero and Verdugo hitting a home run and looking back at the dugout, it's like, that was a fever dream. Was that real? Is this real life? All right, we got a break, man. 888-808-1019. I'm not talking about Hassan Reddick. You know, I'm not talking about Aaron Rodgers. I'm not talking about Hard Knocks. I kind of wish I watched Hard Knocks instead of the end of that Yankee game. But call me up with your thoughts and your takes. Maybe there's something that I didn't bring up yet. Maybe there's something I haven't brought to the table. I mentioned the, you know, Jameson Taillon and Chad Green and Nestor Cortez trade rumor. Now I mentioned the Orioles losing. I also saw, I think, Jorge Mateo, like, broke his arm. So they lose another guy. The Orioles are beat up. And I guarantee you, the Orioles go for it at the deadline. They're not going to make any excuses. Just like the Mets didn't make any excuse about the plane and their travel, still show up and beat you in your ballpark and sing Frank laughing on the way out. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to 2 a.m., 888-808-1019. We're going to break it down. We'll be back right after this.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Check it out now. Check it out now. Check it out now. Yankees lose. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. What were you thinking? 888-808-1019. I tip my cap to the Mets fans. The Mets fans that didn't quit on the team, the Mets fans that understood baseball is a marathon, it's a bad start, the Mets fans that have been through worse. Steve Cohen literally went to London and told you, there's been worse times to be a Met fan. We're working on it. I do have David Stearns here. He's not going to just sit around and let this team be trashed the whole year. We do have Carlos Mendoza. And as much as I do the LGYM, as much as I'm like, they want to be the Yankees, just that fast, they take a couple pieces and they are able to beat the Yankees. And Carlos Mendoza, pressing all the right buttons, outmanaged Aaron Boone tonight. He should have been insulted. The Yankee lineup came out so much earlier than the Met lineup. These guys, off no sleep, probably saw the Yankee lineup and they're like, what do they think of us? They think we're some bums? They think we're some scrubs? They think we're second-class citizens? Yeah, we didn't get the best sleep on the plane, but we'll show up and beat them. Who do they think they are? They only got two good hitters. I know our bullpen isn't great, but Adam Ottavino, Hugo, Alex Young, make your debut in the Subway Series. Alex Young, come in and for the first time, go out there, get us a couple outs. Oh, yeah, you already know where we're going. We're going to dead that with Dead Nail Nunez and Phil Maton. Phil Maton from the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. Yeah. The Yankees have seen him. He'll be all right. And then, no. Save Edwin Diaz for tomorrow. He had a couple drinks on the plane. He's not pitching tonight. He's unavailable. Jake Diekman. And you know how we're gonna get him? We're going to deke him, Jake Diekman. They're going to think we're walking Judge. I'm thinking with Soto on, why would you pitch to Judge? Why would you throw a fastball down the middle of? I couldn't believe my eyes. Ballsy, gutsy, the make it happen Mets. Let's go to Leary in Bergenfield. Leary, you're on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith, how you doing, man? Thanks for taking my call.
I'm good. Thanks for making it.
Keith, so you mentioned you wanted to talk to the Mets fans, and I'm one of them that are against, well, I'm not against Alonso, but against the Alonso McNeil core guys of the team. So I'm against McNeil just in the fact that, you know, even though he won us the game tonight with that home run, he's been great ever since the All-Star break, but really it means nothing to me because he's kind of a fraudulent player. His batting title that he won was, due to the shift era. And since that's been outlawed and everything like that, you could see why a lot of his hits have become outs. So he's really not an effective baseball player.
He's reinventing himself some here, though. Maybe he's going to be a power hitter now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a joke. You know, he's just not a player for this team.
I don't know. He made some plays at second base, too. He was on one tonight.
He's always been a good fielder. He's a true utility man. Really is. So
use him in the outfield, too. I think his contract... Clearly, Steve Cohen can afford, and he's serviceable as long as he's not just like striking out, grounding out, and dropping F bombs, running to first base, pouting.
Yeah, and that's old for me, so I'm just not a fan of it. But Okay. Aside from that emotional standpoint, whatever, you know. But I just know that he's not an answer for the team long term. So one of the things that I wanted to say though about your Yankees as a Met fan is I felt like the lineup that Boone put out tonight, and I don't know if you said this earlier in the show, I only caught you in the last hour. I went to the game tonight and everything. I think that the lineup that Boone sent out tonight was kind of like a message lineup. You tell me if you agree with that or not, because the lineup was so bad tonight, and I think it could possibly be Boone saying, hey, listen, guys, we need some help here. Look what I'm putting for a leadoff hitter. We have no leadoff hitter. Go get Jonathan India. Go do something for us. I honestly feel like, and I know Boone's always considered a puppet in the organization as to the moves he makes, but I just saw that kind of as like a message lineup, because if it wasn't a message lineup, then I have no idea what the hell that guy's doing.
That's a great point, Larry. Thanks for the call. And you got to send a message in the Subway Series a week before the trade deadline? The message has been sent. They can't win a series. And when they did win a series, they were an out away from sweeping and they pissed down their legs. Completely fumbled against an Orioles team that has been trash. And I told y'all, stop overinflating that Orioles series. The Orioles haven't been good. Don't read too much into that. The Orioles are struggling. They're banged up. And they're young and searching and struggling. The Yankees going there and taking the first two out of the... So what? The Cubs went there. The Cubs went there, shut them out, beat them. I was telling you guys that last week. I'm like, the fact that they couldn't sweep them tells you everything. Aaron Boone has to make a lineup to send a message to the front office with the whole city watching. The whole world is watching tomorrow with ESPN. I don't believe that, because I don't believe it's just Aaron Boone writing out the lineup and submitting the card, and then Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner and the New York Yankees are like, ooh, lineup's out. Let's see what we got here. I just don't think that that's a thing. Mark is in JFK Airport. He's trying to get as far away from the New York Yankees as possible.
Hey, Keith. I've got a funny take, actually, on Cashman and the way he pulled this thing together. I'm a Met fan, so it could be just the way I see it. But I see it as, before the season, last year wasn't their best season. They probably could have done the same thing that the Mets did with Stearns. Could have done, this is the evaluating year with Volpe, and they got... They've got a bunch of people to evaluate, the same way how the Mets had Beatty, Alvarez, didn't know what's going into the year, and they built small with Bader and Iglesias, and look how it's panning out. The Yankees went big for Soto, but, you know, not.
Mm, I don't. The only thing I'll counter with is the Yankees can't do that. The Yankees can't miss the postseason, go 500, have their worst season in 30 years, and say, okay, yeah, next year we're going to take a look at things. It's a, they can't. That's why they had to strike with the Juan Soto deal. That's why they had to go get Juan Soto, right? A much-needed left-handed outfielder, and pair him with Judge. There's no way that they could do what the Mets were doing. They have to sell tickets. That's just the business model, right? How are you selling?
I hear that, but look how it's working out for them. There's obviously a better way to pull this together because
them. They're a game and a half out of first place, and they have 60 wins. So the sky's not falling for them. They have a trade deadline now in 6 days where they feel like we can add some pieces. The schedule is going to get easier. This isn't going to go on forever. Guys are going to play better. Guys are going to break out of it. And at the end of the day, we have Soto and Judge who are just going to win us some games on their own.
Right, but they've always been a top-heavy team, and they just played into it again this year. I feel like they could have built more. They would have done it strategically. I mean, the same way how David Stearns pulled us together.
I disagree. I think they feel like they're in a window to win now. And I feel like they've been in that window since 2017 where they were above schedule, where they were ahead of schedule. Excuse me. I think when you sign an Aaron Judge to this contract and, you know, 3 years before you sign Gerrit Cole to that contract and 2 years before that you take on Giancarlo Stanton.
I'm not saying it as a rebuild. I'm saying it more of as a restructure, some sort of just.
No, the Yankees can never rebuild, retool, restructure. It's always championship or bust, especially in this 15-year run where they haven't been able to get back to the Fall Classic. I'm just telling you facts. Like, it just is what it is. It sucks because you would like to see them do it the right way. Other teams are able to do that. But the Yankees, they have to win. They have to get to the postseason because they have a huge fan base. They have a fan base that will show up there to boo them, not take it easy on them, not make it any easier on them. And I understand that. I don't do that, but I understand you guys want to go to the stadium and boo. I don't think it helps.
Look, I feel like Stearns did this so well. There's not even a down year, and this is considered the evaluation year.
Well, let's not
close together. Beatty's down there.
Let's not crown David Stearns yet either. There's still a lot to go. If Stearns was here just to beat the Yankees, congratulations. You haven't lost a game to the Yankees. But I think in the grand scheme of things, you want to get to the postseason and compete for a title.
Right, I got you. I got you.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Let's not forget that it is July 24th. And obviously we share this radio station, we share this city. We have two teams in this city that, are competitive and have a high payroll, have a lot of talented players, whatever, all of this stuff that we're saying. When you go back to 2022 and my take then that the Yankees didn't care, what happened to the Mets and what happened to the Yankees that season? We got to Google. I don't have to Google. The Yankees ended up in the ALCS. Yeah, they got swept, but what happened to the Mets in the first round in their building? They got embarrassed. Trent Grisham, Joe Musgrove, Buck Showalter, Max Scherzer. You guys remember, right? All right, cool. Tom is in North Bergen. Tom, you're on the Fan.
Keith, thanks for taking my call tonight.
Thanks for making
Listen, I want to talk about the Mets. The Mets, we are so back. I called in last week. I let you know that we are back. Jeff McNeil, seeing him hit the ball, again, being the old Jeff McNeil after this All-Star break, has been so good to watch. Shout out to Carlos Mendoza tonight. Ballsy move to pitch to Judge. I think you said it before. I agree with you where I thought they should have walked him, but to pitch to Judge in that situation and for Diekman to get that out, big out by him, because when he comes into the game, it is not good at all. But I will say this about the New York Mets. I think over the next 8 games are going to be very, very pivotal for us. I know they got Cole tomorrow, then we got 4 against the Braves, 3 against the Twins. How we do in the next 8 games is going to determine if we're really going to be buyers or we're going to go and get a guy like Edwin Diaz's brother, maybe Alexis Diaz in Cincinnati, a bullpen arm. Or if we do really good over these last 8 games, can we go get a Lewis Robert or a Crochet from the White Sox to help with our front-end pitching and our bat as well?
Thanks for the call, Tom. You're going to be buyers. I don't think that you're going to be buying the highest price items. I don't think you're going to be out there trying to get Randy Arozarena, I just heard the Dodgers are in on him, or Mason Miller, or Tarek Skubal, but I think you're going to be buyers. I think that you have a very smart president of baseball operations that's going to add to this team, and you don't have that many holes. And even looking at this bullpen now, right, you just mentioned Diekman. I literally tweeted out, oh, they're not pitching to Judge. They pitch to Judge. It's game over, because I'm thinking this guy throws the ball over the plate. Judge is going to hit it out. Yankees win 4-3. He snuck that fastball right over the middle of the plate. Judge was frozen because he had walked four times. So now with the game on the line, hey, it's on you, Judge. And all the Judge haters that like to tell me, he's got a 2.11 postseason average. He's not clutch. You have your night. He'll be back tomorrow. Bet on Judge the homer tomorrow. Tomorrow is today. Excuse me. Bet on Judge the homer later on if they pitch to him. But why would you? That's why I'm like, Mendoza outmanaged Boone easily. We know that your two hitters are Soto and Judge. Who you put in front and behind them is laughable. It's actually criminal. Like, you could get fired for that. You could get fired for that. If somebody was mad enough, if someone actually cared about the Subway Series enough, they could be like, this is a fireable offense. People paid good money to be in here. People showed up here. People drove through traffic a long way. Not me. Not me. I was on a turnpike. I got off on the Bayonne exit. I'm like, nah, I'm not beat for this one, bro. I'm listening to the radio. I'm like, the lineup? Nah. The lineup, there was like a chance of rain in the forecast. And I got out of my house late, and I have like a cardinal rule. Like, no driving to Yankee Stadium after 4 o'clock. And I didn't actually get in my car until like 4:35, 4:40. And by the time I was in that traffic, I'm like, nah, what's the point? By the time I get there, I'm going to be like, it might be first pitch. Nope. The next day is another day. I'll be there to see Gerrit Cole, and I hope that they put the best lineup that they could put together. But they're still, like, they're out of answers, man. They don't know who to lead off. They don't know who to bat cleanup. The Yes Network, as Ben Rice is pinch hitting, they flash that the Yankees have the worst OPS out of the cleanup spot in the league. Hitting us with a straight facts. Yankee fans, the cleanup spot, like, you learned that as a kid. Like, that's vital to your existence. That's vital to you scoring runs and winning. The New York Yankees don't have a cleanup hitter. Oh, well. Verdugo's slumping. Yeah. Yeah. At least Verdu some good tonight. Had a RBI double. He better get right. But with Stanton out, yeah. Year 7G. He's been here 7 years. I put respect on that man's name. Don't y'all wish you had Giancarlo Stanton? I do. It seems like he never plays against the Mets after that 2021 when him and Lindor beef. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Justin in Floral Park. What's up, Justin? You're on the Fan.
What's going on, Keith? How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm
telling you, it's just amazing. Imagine being a family planning this game, and you got Jermon Jones batting one, and you got J.D. Davis batting four.
Disappointing.
For you. J.D. Davis wasn't played since July 4th, and Jermon Jones wasn't played since July 12th. This is what they're trotting out there. It's mind-boggling to me. It's unbelievable.
It's not right. We deserve better.
Keith, yeah. Keith, I talked to you 2 weeks ago before the Baltimore series. I thought they'd take two out of three. They did. But they're back to square one again. So they got to make about five moves just to be, you know, World Series bound. And I don't think Cashman's going to do it. I think he's going to hold on to these prospects like he always does every year. And these prospects don't pan out. If you look at the prospects we got, a lot of these guys are either injured or underperforming. So I don't know where we're going, Keith. We're not going to be able to sign everybody.
Yeah.
It doesn't work in baseball. So I really don't know what the game plan is. We're wasting years of Judge, wasting years of Cole, and Soto right now probably is going to jump ship because I don't think he is going to be around for this, with a manager like Boone, who's a puppet manager, and gets outmanaged by Mendoza. It's kind of embarrassing, Keith.
No, it is. It's very embarrassing. And, I mean, when you're talking about Soto, Steve Cohen's just going to play the Price is Right. He's just going to do a dollar more.
Yeah.
When I say a dollar exactly. More, 50 million more. What's their offer? Yeah, I'll put 50 million on that. I was saying the other night, I hope it's not a pissing contest. I hope it's not Hal versus Steve going back and forth. Just like, hey, Steve, if you're going to one up it every time, then buy Juan Soto. You're going over there.
Right. I mean, it just seems like Hal only cares about the attendance. He doesn't care about winning. I know you said before, they're always about championship or bust. I don't see it anymore, Keith. I really don't. I'm not even using the line of, you know, if George was here. I just don't see it anymore.
I can't say that's their mentality based off of, like, just the guys they trotted out last year when I always run through Franchi Cordero, Willie Calhoun, Jake Bowers, yeah. Billy McKinney, IKF. Like, I can't say that about them, because if that was the case, they would go out and buy the best players, trade for the best players. But as a fan base, expectations around the sport for the New York Yankees, definitely. Nobody is talking about the Yankees made it to the ALCS in 2022, 2019, and 2017. Like, yo, that's pretty solid. They're looking at the Yankees like, no, you failed. You lost to the same team. So the expectation for the team in New York City with all the resources and all the money and all the names and all the history is to win the World Series.
Absolutely, 100%. I know that team is, you know, struggling right now, Houston, but they're still there. So that's still going to be an out, you know, if the Yankees get there. And, Keith, if you look at the standings, it's not a guarantee that the Yankees are getting in there right now, because there are teams coming. So, you know, Minnesota's right up our tail, and so is Boston. So they better get this together.
Justin, that's what I'm talking about. When I say they don't care about the Subway Series, there is no urgency. Yeah. Because if there's urgency to win these games, I'm never putting that lineup out in the second half, in the fifth game
absolutely.
Of the second half against the crosstown rival. There's just a 0% chance that I let the world see that lineup and think that I'm for real about winning baseball games.
1,000%, Keith. The only good thing is Stanton will be back Friday, and hopefully Dominguez will join him, because I'm with you. Verdugo looks lost out there, man. He looks like he's in a fog. Looks like he wants to go back to Boston. He looks terrible out there, Keith. I'm sorry. Even that play, I think you should have caught that ball.
How did he go from being the best defensive left fielder, where we're looking at this guy like, I'm like, yo, I haven't seen somebody play this good of a left field in Yankee Stadium. Now it's just like, I was in there Sunday. And there was a ball that he took a step in on, one of the first fly balls that came his way.
Oh, my God, that game against Baltimore,
dude, don't take a step in. What is going on? Get it together.
Oh, it's terrible. Well, I think Coltrane will take care of it tomorrow, Keith, and then hopefully we get on a little run here, because the schedule, like you said, does lighten up.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Justin. That's all we have to look forward for. Like, the Yankee fan is not optimistic about this team right now. The Yankee fan is not optimistic about October right now. The Yankee fan... All you have to, like, optimism is hope. We hope we add at the deadline. Hope this schedule lightens up. Hope they pitch to Judge. Hope these guys break out of it. Come on, yo. Like, they are what they are. They're showing you consistently. Marty's in Hoboken. Before we go to the break, Marty, what you got?
I mean, I think you stole my thunder, the guy before me. I totally agree. How can you throw that lineup out with Jones?
Not that many zeros, not that many automatic outs. You can't be serious.
Yeah, I mean, J.D. Davis. It was like double play. It was like you got Judge and Soto, but that's it, right?
I'm in the bottom of the order. That's why I'm like, wait, this is a team that last time I saw Jamai Jones, he batted ninth DHing. Now he's going to get the most of it. He's getting the first crack at it. J.D. Davis, he's only here to face the Mets? That doesn't seem right. Omar Narvaez, Wells can't play. He's 25 years old. He needs a rest. He needs a break. Don't sell me on the lefty matchup. Don't tell me these guys hit lefties. They don't hit.
Yeah, well, neither one of these guys should be on the team, actually. I mean, Davis and the, I just couldn't believe it. That's what they did. Why? It was weird. They went square with Tampa. They had a big, big day, and then they come back with this lineup. Who is that? Cashman? Is that Boone? Tell me. I'd love to know who organized that whole thing. It's like ridiculous.
Well, nobody gets held accountable. So, like, we don't know. I lumped them all together. You're all accountable. You all should be ashamed of it. But then when I listen to the post game. Tough one. We had some good at-bats. Oh, yeah, we almost probably like, no. Thanks for the call, Marty. 888-808-1019. Somebody call me up and tell me what tomorrow's going to look like, or tonight's going to look like, with Garrett Cole on the mound versus Sean Manaea. And I don't know. I think they get swept. Hopefully Cole can go out there and just complete game shutout. But you expect to see guys back in the lineup that you've been seeing. They don't need a break. There has to be some urgency. Like, yo, what are we, like, am I in the Twilight Zone? There has to be this TWTW, the will to win. There is no, like, I heard Morash say it was a punt lineup. You don't put a punt lineup together on the third game of a series. You don't put a punt lineup together on the first game of a two-game set against your cross-town rival who already beat you twice and smoked you, put up 21 runs on you in their building. You should want some get back. Evan Roberts, oh, well, I don't feel good about this because of what Luis Severino said. He shouldn't have said it. No, Severino knew what he was doing. There's nothing to fear. The Mets aren't afraid of the Yankees. You're two good hitters. We got something for that. We got something for that. We'll neutralize Juan Soto. We know how to pitch to him, and we just won't pitch to Judge until the game is on the line, and he'll fold. 888-808-1019. 1 hour to go. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.